And 27 past out, 8 hour productivity panel was so talkative. We're going to have to bring you Peter Marks tomorrow with that latest info on the mobile phone technology developments. I'll bring you that tomorrow. Right now, though, James Carlton has some newspaper headlines.
Well, all the headlines, Fran, relate to the High Court's decision striking down the government's Malaysia swap plan for refugees. Some of the headlines: Labor flailing without a solution, no solution, sunk, asylum deal sunk, Labor's asylum solution all at sea, stench of failure haunts the ALP. That'd have to be the toughest. Incompetence and disaster, another grim day for Gillard. The Melbourne Herald Sun covers the photo with an asylum seeker boat photograph and has this for the headline: Here they come. Asylum seeker, they have a poll online, 8,000 voters, 97% say the government's lost control of the issue. 97. The Brisbane Courier Mail: high alert, Navy braces for flood of boat arrivals. I'll look at the other papers, and the Gold Coast Bulletin, which is one I don't usually cover, but they say Labor figures have approached the former Queensland Premier Peter Beattie to run for the federal seat of Brisbane, maybe even to take a leaf out of Campbell Newman's book and become leader of the party before he's even elected. Of course, the difference is Campbell Newman's in opposition in Queensland, Labor in government federally, having a Labor Prime Minister who is not the leader of the Labor Party.
It's the Queensland disease.
The expression is stranger things have happened, but I can't think of any. The Financial Review, they're paying attention to the Liberal Party. At last, Abbott promises workplace reform. Employers would gain more freedom to reach their own workplace agreements with employees under a coalition government. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, has vowed. We have in the Canberra Times, crazy like an imported fox, the Gillard government is considering an application to import foxes from the United States to Australia to be sold as pets and bred for commercial sale. That's the papers, Fran.